You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You never happy when skies are gray. これ正しいか
I
どうか
don't
わか
know
ん
if
ないけど、
that's correct.
耳覚え
I
で
just remembered it
歌
by
える
ear.
かって言うたからさ。
How did you learn to speak English?
いや、
I don't really. I
喋れ
just
ば
picked it up
自然
from
とさ。
Westerns. John Wayne, for
自然
example.
的。ジョン・ウィーンとかさ。
I'm not asking your advice.
He shoots like bang, bang, bang with a pistol. Footage from an old Western movie.
Come on, cowboy.
それからもう一つ面白い。
Another good film was Tarzan.
Understand? Tarzan.
I really enjoyed American films. Tarzan swings through trees. But I hated America for what they did. When I saw American people at that time, I wanted to kill them. After 6 years of World War II on the 6th of August 1945, the United States dropped an atomic bomb on the city of Hiroshima, Japan, the first time an atomic bomb was used in an act of war. 3 days later, the US dropped a second atomic bomb on the city of Nagasaki. I am an atomic bomb survivor. Seven of my relatives were killed by the bomb. About 210,000 people died in Hiroshima and Nagasaki during that year. Those 210,000 people have 210,000 dramas. In Japan, survivors of the bombs are known as hibakusha. An old lady walks down the road. We are not one, we are many. We're different ages and in different places. An old man with thin grey hair drives down a road. He speaks using an electrolarynx. The source of my vitality is due to the fact that I experienced the atomic bomb. An old lady says, "It looks like it's saying hello, doesn't it?" while holding a folded towel. An old lady with dark hair says, "My name is Iwanaga Chiyoko. Iwa is for rock, Naga is forever." Most hibakusha who are alive today were children at the time the bombs were dropped. For a long time, hibakusha were not allowed to speak out. We were forced to keep silent. Soon there will be zero hibakusha left on this earth. I just turned 97. I am 99. I'm rushing to tell my story and the story of other hibakusha. And if I don't tell you the hard truth, I don't think people will fully understand what happened under the mushroom cloud that day. The churning fireball of a nuclear explosion as it becomes a mushroom cloud. Atomic people. A door with a rotating red emergency light above it.
So I'd like to begin by asking you, what was life like before the bomb was dropped? If you close your eyes and think back to before the war, what do you see?
The elderly interviewees close their eyes. Hiromu. I can see many different pictures. Old black and white photos of children. I just remember playing constantly. When I think back, it was an incredibly fun time. Terumi. In the summer, we would play by the sea all day. We'd pinch our noses like this and jump. Children swimming in the sea. We didn't know any fear. When I was young, the school banned us from going to the cinema. But my friends and I changed from our school uniform into our regular kimono. And went to the cinema anyway. Sneakily watching those films, it was an adventure for me. A black and white photo of a smiling young girl. When we were little, Japan was strong. Well, that's how we felt. A radio broadcast, War Begins, September 22nd, 1940. News incoming. Japanese Imperial Empire enters into the war against America and Britain.
Germany and Italy, who had plunged Europe into war, became fully united with Japan in the strategy of terror.
A Japanese government official next to Hitler in front of a cheering crowd. Planes fly through the sky. A Japanese news bulletin titled Hawaii Air Raid. On 7th of December 1941, the Japanese Air Force attacked a U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor in Honolulu, Hawaii, killing over 2,400 people.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
U.S. Pacific Fleet annihilated, marching Japanese troops. Japan made a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, so at that time we were saying, we won, we won.
Pearl Harbor was part of a huge area under simultaneous attack. Thus, the strategy planned in Berlin becomes clear. World conquest.
Shortly after the Pearl Harbor attack, the U.S. began work on a secret operation in the Los Alamos Desert, New Mexico, using nuclear fission to create the world's first atomic bomb. Scientists working amidst the sun-bleached desert landscape. Codenamed the Manhattan Project, the director of the Los Alamos Laboratory was physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer is a thin man in a suit.
Tell us about Hiroshima. What was it like during the war?
There were many soldiers based in the city of Hiroshima. They would pass by my house. Michiko, we had to bow to the high-ranking soldiers. Marching troops. I think at the time I wanted to be a soldier. That was the education we were receiving. One day, my teacher said, everyone bring your English textbooks. Our teacher threw them into the furnace and burned them. I started crying, Chieko. America and Britain were seen as terrible countries, Kichiku. It meant demon-like brute. We did drills using bamboo spears. We would stab straw dolls with the faces of American soldiers drawn on them. Suiichi. Something I will never forget is the prison camp around the corner. That prison camp was for Western Europeans. People marched barefoot through the dirt. Over 260,000 Allied troops and civilians were held in Japanese prisoner of war camps during World War II.
Under Japanese rule, Allied prisoners had been subjected to indescribable suffering.
In the morning, those soldiers would line up like a string of beads. I felt sorry for them. I went to school thinking the Imperial Japanese Army was fighting and winning. But by the third grade, sweets disappeared from candy shops. The sirens started to sound more urgent. Young men and fathers were sent to the battlefield every day. So what was left were children, women and old men. VE Day celebrations in London.
The end of the war in Europe, officially announced by the Prime Minister.
The German war is at an end.
Everyone realized perfectly well that although the German war was over, the Japanese war was not.
The Japanese Emperor, in full military regalia on horseback. Despite Germany's surrender on 7th of May 1945, Japan rejected an ultimatum issued by the Allied forces and continued to fight. The Emperor salutes. We continue to put up a good fight against the enemy attacks from sea and air. All those who remain are about to fight their ultimate daring battle. We are deeply indebted to the Emperor. A kamikaze plane slams into a US warship. On July 16, 1945, the first of three atomic bombs created by the US Manhattan Project was successfully tested in the New Mexico desert. A large bomb is transported across the desert.
There can be no peace in the world until the military power of Japan is destroyed. Only surrender can prevent the kind of ruin which they have seen come to Germany as a result of continued useless resistance.
One day, the Americans scattered leaflets in Hiroshima. On them it said, "From America's President Truman to the people of Hiroshima." In the near future, a terrible bomb will be dropped. And if you want to live, you must leave Hiroshima. Truman sounded like Suru, Suru, when your head is shiny like a bald man. It says Suru man, he's a bald man, ha ha. We had a good laugh. Our teachers crumpled them up and threw them to burn in the furnace. We should have taken it seriously. A modern city with tower blocks set against the hills, Hiroshima. A tram crosses a bridge over a river. An ornate clock on the wall. Hiromu. He sits down with a book in his hands. People thought their houses might burn down in the war. So they gave precious things to people who lived in the countryside. He opens the scrapbook. That's my dad. That's my mum. My mum was very kind to her children. As the war worsened, even if she couldn't eat anything, she would try and feed us. He pulls out a piece of paper. I'm going to talk about the bomb dropping now. The interviewer asks, "Do you remember the day well?" And he replies, "It left an impression like nothing else." He points to a map of the city. On August 6th at 8:15, I was working around here. I was 15. The map of the city. Hiromu sits in the park. There were thousands of students around at the time. He looks out at the park, then the calm waters of the river. In black and white, people row boats through the river. August 6, 1945. On a busy main road, people board trams. Shigeyuki, 8 years old in 1945. I woke up at around 7 in the morning. I got ready for school and left my house. Children doing exercises in the playground. Reiko, who was 11 years old, says, I went to primary school. When I got there, everyone lined up and the headmaster started to talk. It was so hot. Everyone went towards the shade of the trees in the playground. Michiko, 7 years old. I went to my classroom. My desk was by the window at the front. Jeko, who is 15, says, at around 8 o'clock I thought, I need to take a break in the shade and wipe the sweat from my brow. Reiko says, I went to the sandpit and sat down with my friends. Some boys shouted, that's a B-29. So we all looked up at the sky at once and the boys were joking around saying, B-29, B-29. There was an American plane flying high in the bright blue sky. Its silver color was shimmering. A plane flies overhead. Hiroshi, who is 3 years old, says, my mum and I were outside feeding the rabbits. A clock reads 8:13. Then it made a U-turn just above us. At that moment, there was a beautiful vapor trail behind the plane and it made a nice white U-shape. The city is bathed in a bright light. Through the windows of my classroom, there was an intense light speeding towards us. As soon as I thought that's beautiful, I suddenly couldn't see anything. It was yellow, orange, silver, a light approaching us that words can't describe. A mushroom cloud. It felt like the sun had fallen and I grew dizzy. The roof tiles broke and a hole opened in the ceiling. I was just dazed and stared at the light for a long time. The hairs on my head were making a sizzle, sizzle, sizzle sound. We call the atomic bomb the Picadon. Flashbang. First there is a flash, Pika, a light travelling 300,000 kilometres per second. Then there is the Don, bang. An explosion that creates a raging inferno. I was thrown into a huge blast furnace. It was like raining fire. The window shattered and splintered across the classroom. And it sprayed through the classroom, impaling the walls, desks, chairs. The ceiling came crashing down, so I hid my body under the desk. Our house started collapsing from above. My mother shielded me under her body. I fell over and rolled around. I tried to get up quickly, but a willow tree had fallen on my body. I was flung into the river. I was blown back and lost consciousness. I was beaten to the ground and blacked out. Approximately 78,000 of Hiroshima's 350,000 residents were killed instantly. Footage from a US B-29 bomber over Hiroshima. In a pillar of smoke, the mushroom cloud rises into the sky. The center of Hiroshima became a vacuum. Everything got sucked in and rose up into the sky to a height of 17,000 meters. It soared up. It became pitch black, and I couldn't see 10 centimeters in front of me. I extended my fingers in front of my eyes. I tried to count them one by one to check if I still had 10 fingers. But it was so dark I couldn't see them. So I stayed still in the river with the overgrown aquatic plants. Hiramu says, I was blown away 20 to 30 meters. I landed here in the water with another friend. He points to the water. He asks me, what's happened to my face? When I looked, his skin was hanging off his face like an old cloth. I said, your flesh is dripping like candle wax. Hiramu looks out over the water. There were many people in the river screaming. The screaming sounded like a swarm of mosquitoes echoing. The sun shines on the water. Hiroshi, 3 years old. My mother came too. She pushed the timber off us, broke through the roof and got out. Her clothes were ripped and she was covered in blood. It was pitch black even though it was morning. Whilst my mother was carrying me and evacuating, apparently I asked her question after question. Mummy, where are my clothes? Where are the rabbits? I was under the desk so I could move. I looked around and in every direction I could see hands and legs trapped. And I crawled from the classroom to the corridor. And my friends were saying, help me. I left them. Shigeaki, who was 8 years old, says, around an hour passed and the visibility increased. And then I saw a woman in her 20s. Walking towards me, she had come from the hypercenter. She was swaying. Even now I... How do I explain this? She looked as if she was about to fall down. And with both her hands, she was holding something. And what was she holding? When I looked closely, her chest was ripped open. Her entire body was ripped open and it was covered in blood. And she was holding her internal organs with both her hands. And she asked me, where is the hospital? Where is the hospital? At the same moment in the sky above, there was the sound of a B-29 and I thought, oh, we will get hit again. Hiramu says, I went up the mountain with everybody else. There were some children who fell off the mountain edge. It sounded like they'd fallen down to hell. And their voices were coming from the bottom of hell. A soldier had lost his mind. He was stabbing the ground with his sword, screaming uncontrollably. We came here and looked back. Standing at a viewing platform, he looks over the city. The city had gone. Nothing was there. A desolate, burnt-out landscape, central Hiroshima. Only a few charred remains of what's left of buildings. Things were on fire everywhere. Hiromu looks over the modern city, his face carrying the deep lines of age and his eyes fixed on a point in the distance. The burnt-out city. I would normally feel something, but as I saw the city, I felt nothing. He points to his heart. Here wasn't moving. No voice, human feelings, nothing. He stares ahead. A drop in a pool of water creates a ripple. Shigeki says, at that moment, rain started falling. And it hurt. Raindrops pound the ground. The rain from that time was like mud, the black rain. Mangled windows on a building. My father came to collect me from school. Michiko, 7 years old, he carried me home on his back. And that journey home was really... Even now, I cannot forget it. It was a scene from hell. The people who were escaping towards us, most of their clothes had completely burned away. And their flesh was melting. And from the intense heat, their eyeballs were dangling down. Charred bodies amidst the rubble, a baby burnt as black as coal being held tightly by a young mother. And the mother's back was dripping from being burnt. There were so many people like that, the streets were full of them. They would cling on to us, but there was nothing you could do. A blackened corpse with its mouth open in a silent scream. And then a girl, all alone, probably the same age as me. She was also melting from burns, her face too. But her eyes were wide open. I turned back to watch the girl. She collapsed. That girl's eyes, they pierce me still. I can't forget her, even though 78 years have passed. She's seared into my eyes, mind and soul. She nods, a photo of a child. My face started to balloon. I couldn't see in one eye. Hiromu, 15 years old. I finally reached home, but there was nothing. The house was completely flattened and burnt. I stood in front of the house, stunned for a few minutes. At the time, I didn't know, but under our burnt house, my mother was lying dead. He rubs his nose and sniffs, then nods. A black and white photo of his family. This is the last image of my mother with all of us inside that house. His young mother in her kimono. The sadness was endless. Hiromu clasps his hands in front of him. An aerial map of Hiroshima back in 1945. An image of the blast radius. Any people within 500 meters of the blast, well, it's 100% certain they're not alive. Charred, branchless trees stick out from the rubble like tombstones. It's almost total annihilation, and anyone exposed within 1 kilometer, it's said that almost 90% of them died. Hideo, 3 years old.
How far was your house from the center of the explosion?
1 kilometer, exactly 1 kilometer. It's been certified.
1 kilometer.
A graphic of the epicenter with Hideo's house marked out at the 1 kilometer line. My mother was blown from the kitchen to the front door. There was lots of stuff in the house, but I survived because I was trapped between it. My brother found me and said, Hideo is here. Apparently, he said, he's alive and cried. He takes a framed photo off the wall. My mother said that she didn't remember putting these bandages on me. The photos of a young boy carrying a bandaged infant on his back. This is me, and this is my brother, who's 8 years older. Footage of Hideo staring at the camera on his brother's back. 28 years ago, this film was discovered. He places the photo back on the wall. Thanks, brother. In the morning, I say, brother, good morning. Take care of me today. I still consider my brother to have saved my life. The area we escaped from was horrific. There were many charred bodies holding onto the hanging straps in the burnt-out train on the boulevard. People who happened to be crossing the bridge or sitting on stone steps evaporated. Their shadows marked on the stones. A painting of a line of people with red flesh. The corpses were lying in piles, blackened, lying corpses. Tens of thousands of them. With the city's infrastructure destroyed, survivors began cremating the dead. The whole town smelled terrible. Our primary school was at the bottom of the hill and there was black smoke coming from it. I carried my friend with her injured forehead on my back, tottering until we got back to our school. Checo, 15 years old. A number of the students returned to the school with long black seaweed-like things trailing from their legs. I thought, what are those things that look like seaweed? It was the skin from their legs which had peeled off and collected around their ankles. We rubbed on old tempura oil from the home economics classroom. That was the only treatment we could give them. They died one after the next. Us older students who survived were instructed by our teachers to dig a hole in the playground, and I cremated them with my own hands. I felt so awful for them. She looks down, her lined face clouded with emotion. The flames circled them, making the corpses move. Their feet would shoot up, their arms would shoot up. I stood there shaking and saw the entire thing. Pink cherry blossoms. The cremated remains were pink. A pale pink colour, just like cherry blossom petals. For the first time, tears welled up and I cried as I collected the bones. Then my teacher spoke again. They said, bury them over there. So we buried them under the soil. Charred trees in empty roads. The skeletal structure of the bomb dome building. The bomb dome today, its ruined facade preserved, with modern tower blocks behind it. I believe that the Hiroshima of today is developed on top of the remains of those killed by the atomic bomb. The Peace Park, then cyclists and drivers on a busy main road. It was as if, at 15 years old, I learnt how cold-hearted the world could be. A sadness that cannot be put into words. Residential blocks with a wide thoroughfare in the centre. A tree covered in lichen. In Hiroshima, the hypercentre of the bomb was an area where many people lived. The memorial mound. Now it is a park, the Peace Park. People sit in the shade of the trees. We used to live in the hypocenter. Michiko continues, but by chance I moved house about 20 days before the bomb was dropped. She walks through the park. If I'd not moved house, I would not be alive today. She makes her way along the tree-lined path. The sun shines through the branches. The park is full of the spirits of people who died instantly. And under this park are the souls and bones of the deceased that remain buried. There are a lot of oleander trees in the Peace Park. In the summer, the cicadas perch there, cry, mean, mean. That sound of the cicadas sounds to me like voices saying, help me, please give me water, help me. She looks up at the leaves swaying in the breeze. Several times I imagined that hands would come out of the ground and pull my feet. Crows in the branches. I want to forget the memories that are inside my body, but they won't let me. That's the painful thing about being a hibakusha. 16 hours after the bomb was dropped, President Truman addressed the American people.
A short time ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima and destroyed its usefulness to the enemy. That bomb has more power than 20,000 tons of TNT.
It is an atomic bomb. It is a harnessing of the basic power of the universe.
We have spent more than $2 billion on the greatest scientific gamble in history.
And we have won. What has been done
is the greatest achievement of organized science in history.
Teremy, 13 years old in 1945. It's awful what he's saying. War makes people like this. War, how do I put it? It makes people lose their humanity. The enemy is no longer a human.
ところがありますよね。敵はもう人間でないわけですよね。
If they do not now accept our terms, they may expect a rain of ruin from the air, the like of which has never been seen on this earth. The end is not yet.
A modern city beneath a grey sky, Nagasaki. The mountains in the distance are shrouded in mist. A man walks along a rainy rooftop. In Nagasaki, the next day, the newspapers only wrote that a new type of bomb had fallen on Hiroshima. At that time, nothing was known about atomic bombs or nuclear weapons. We had no idea. A World War II era map showing Nagasaki in the south of Japan. During the war, the city of Nagasaki was a major manufacturing center for munitions. A bomber gets ready to take off from an airfield. 3 days after the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, the US launched a second bombing mission. August 9th, 1945. Footage of a plane in the sky. In August, primary school was on summer holiday. I was at home. We happened to have an organ in the house. Organ. I was playing the lowest key. Boo, boo, boo. Sechiro, 11 years old. My granny in the kitchen heard it and said, "Stop it. They'll think an American B-29 is coming." A bird flies through the air. From above, people cross the street next to some shops. Crowds of people walk through a busy thoroughfare. At that very moment, a soldier looked up. He pointed and said, "That isn't a Japanese plane." An old man looks up at the sky. A bomber flies over the city. Peering down at the target, the pilot raises his hand. Just as I was about to close the lid of the organ and get up, a flash came. A dazzling white light, then the nuclear explosion from above. As a mushroom cloud rises into the sky, a plane on the ground is hit by the shockwave and is thrown into the air. I was blown 20 to 30 meters from where I was standing. But at that moment, even as a child, I thought, "I've died." Chiyoko, 9 years old, to die was like a blank nothingness. Approximately 40,000 of Nagasaki's 240,000 citizens were killed instantly. Footage from US B-29 bomber over Nagasaki. The mushroom cloud rises in a pillar of smoke. Its central pillar is black and the mushroom at the top is white, surpassing the clouds as it grows. Kyuko, 21 years old. The mountain at the back of us was on fire all night. From around midnight, small boats loaded with bodies came back from Nagasaki. They laid them out on the beach. Half of them were still alive. They were students from Nagasaki University. Some cried out, "Mother, mother." They asked us, "Give us some water." Waves gently lapped the shoreline. The person monitoring said if you give them water, they will die. Please don't give it to them. I thought, they must want the water so much. Someone covered in burns. Around my neck, I had a towel. I soaked it. A man with burns all over his skin. I couldn't look straight at them because I was scared. So with my eyes half closed, I tried to pour water where their mouth should be. She looks into the distance. I heard them say, "Thank you." I still wish I could give them a bucket full of water. In her house, she walks into a room holding a glass of water on a tray. When I think about that time, I put my hands together and pray. And give water to the Buddha in the morning and at night. Because those people's wish for wanting some water is still soaked into my body. She lights a candle. Kneeling on the floor, she prays at her Buddhist altar. To all those who perished in the atomic bomb, I pray that your souls may rest in peace. Please drink a lot of water.
Namanda, 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 namanda.
Hands clasped in front of her, she gives a small bow. Terumi, 13 years old, we realized two of my aunts and their families were living near the blast area. So 3 days later, we went to check if they were safe. Crossing the mountain, thick forested mountain shrouded in mist, we passed through the forest and over the ridge. And when we got to where we could see the Urakami area, we saw that nothing was there. I thought, this is unbelievable. The bare, twisted remnants of trees lie scattered amongst the rubble. There were many factories built with steel frames. They were mangled. The metal frames of buildings that have collapsed. When we got to my aunt's house, it had been flattened. I didn't see her, but I was told that she was so swollen you couldn't recognize her. Everyone would cremate their loved ones in the fields. It's very hard. The smell of a burnt human body is awful. After we cleaned up the ashes, how do I put it? They weren't able to cremate her properly, so the bones were still there. In the shape of a human. When I saw that, I was so, not scared, but sad. Just a few days earlier, I'd been to my aunt's to fetch things like rice. For a second, my aunt and the bones I saw suddenly overlapped and I burst into tears. I almost collapsed, I was crying so hard. I've never cried like that since. A person's life is so fleeting, so short-lived. Drinking, eating, laughing, crying, working. In an instant, they were reduced to bones. I had no words. A spinal cord on the ground. It's enough to drive you to madness. The ground is littered with scattered white bones as far as the eye can see. Six days after the bomb was dropped on Nagasaki, Emperor Hirohito addressed the Japanese people. Voice of Emperor Hirohito, 15th of August 1945. To our good and loyal subjects, the enemy has begun to employ a new and most cruel bomb. Should we continue to fight, not only would it result in the ultimate collapse and obliteration of the Japanese nation, but it would also lead to the total extinction of human civilization. Crowds of people listen with bowed heads. A newsreel titled, Japanese Sign Final Surrender.
In the Bay of Tokyo itself, the complete and formal surrender of Japan.
Japan's surrender on the 15th of August 1945 brought World War II to an end.
A better world shall emerge out of the blood and carnage of the past. Let us pray that peace be now restored to the world.
An American newspaper with peace written at the top in block capitals. In the streets, throngs of smiling people dance and wave while holding British and American flags. With their heads bowed, Japanese women cover their eyes and weep. The emperor was seen as Arahata Gami, a living god. I think we believed Japan would be able to win because of that. We were educated that everything was for the emperor. And no matter how hard things got, we wouldn't give up. But when the war ended, the emperor made a declaration that he was a human. He said, I'm not a god, I'm a human. But it felt like it was a bit too late for that. Newsreels of the emperor, now in civilian clothes, meeting and greeting children on a walkabout. Under the terms of surrender, the emperor was reduced to symbolic and ceremonial status, the Japanese army was dismantled, and the constitution was rewritten by the US. The remaining teachers gathered the kids and made them sit on their knees. They said, Japan has lost the war and we lost it because you didn't work hard enough. Everyone was disappointed. Some started crying after coping with it for so long. But I just felt relieved. I don't have to be scared under the futon anymore. At that time in Hiroshima, it was an unimaginable life. From teenagers cycling past the river in the present day, to footage of people cycling through the ruins, there were no houses at all. We built what we called barrack huts, and we lived in them. A tram rumbles past the shell of a building. Children in rags scour the rubble. There was no food. We went into the mountains and looked for trees that had fruit. We climbed up trees, shook them, and the fruits just started falling down. The most delicious thing was bee eggs. We looked for bees' nests. Bee eggs, like sesame seeds, fell out from inside. I picked them up with my fingers and ate them. We really lived like cavemen back then after the war. About a month later, the occupation army came. A fleet of planes fly through the skies. Boats full of soldiers arrive at the shore and a US flag is raised. On the 30th of August 1945, US forces began arriving in Japan to take control of the country.
To the scrap heap went the guns, the ships, the tanks. A growing new idea, the idea of democracy.
In a Japanese newspaper, not built voluntarily, new political system.
You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. You are my sunshine away.
I was told that it's American music, and we were like, wow, that's amazing. Within a month, there was a black market selling all sorts of American stuff. Even though I knew all the Hibakusha were suffering, I still thought America is amazing. On the 1st of September, we all went back to school. A child with burns on his ear. There were only 5 textbooks in a class of about 20 students. The 5 children who won rock, paper, scissors got them. An old man turns the pages of a book. Sago, 12 years old. Everyone was asking me to write about my experiences. And I realized how much could be expressed through pictures. When I'm drawing pictures of the victims of the bomb, even if it's a hot summer's day in June, I suddenly start to feel chilly. I put my pen down, have a break, and then draw again. It's painful. After the bomb, I went to school excitedly, hoping to see all my friends. I met my class teacher there. He took me by the shoulders and said, "You're alive," with tears of joy. He broke the news that no other pupils had made it back. That's when I first realized that all my friends had died. His drawing of that moment with the teacher. After class, I went to the place they'd been when the bomber dropped. It was burnt as far as the eye could see and really silent. Only the trams were moving. On that burnt wasteland, I called out the name of my best friend, Ito. I called out Ito around 3 times. Makeshift shacks had been erected amidst the debris. There was no reply. A class photo of the school children. They asked each of us to explain what had happened to our families. There were many different stories.
ですけれども、その…
Teremy's composure suddenly breaks, and he puts his hand to his face as he weeps. There was one boy who was the only survivor in his family. He said, I'm the only one who's alive. The bomb exploded while he was traveling to school. His home was near the blast area, and his entire family died. I have no one, he said. Hiromu leafs through a scrapbook. That's me after the bomb. When I was in bed recovering, my auntie came to see me. She had no injury or burns. However, a week or 10 days later, she threw up black bubbles and passed away. In the weeks and months after the bombs, people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki began developing the symptoms of radiation poisoning. After 1 month, my father's belly turned completely black and blue. In around 3 weeks, he passed away. My brother vomited what looked like blood clots. It looked like he was throwing up the insides of his body. There were many people like this. There was a state of panic on the streets. A child whose hair has fallen out. At that time, no one knew about radiation poisoning, not even the doctors. We called it atomic bomb poisoning and feared it. By the end of 1945, another estimated 90,000 people in both cities had died. Patients wrapped in blankets are lifted onto a truck, a crowded hospital with people lying on the floor. On September 19th, America ordered that news about Hiroshima and Nagasaki should not be published in newspapers. And all reporting on Hiroshima and Nagasaki immediately stopped. A bustling newsroom. On 19th of September 1945, US forces issued the press code, a strict 10-point code to be followed by the Japanese media. An American man in military uniform looks over newspapers. Criticism of America was banned and all reporting about the atomic bombs and the related effects ceased. I think America was incredibly nervous about the damage of the bomb becoming public knowledge. If this was found out by people all over the world, there would be a global outcry. Letters sent outside the district were all censored. If anything was written about what was happening in Hiroshima, it will be stamped not allowed and returned to you. We wanted to erect a memorial using wood from our collapsed school building. After 2 or 3 months, the memorial was removed. The Americans put out an order for the memorials to be removed from all of the schools. Footage of General Douglas MacArthur, the Supreme Allied Commander. If Hiroshima spoke about their experiences, they were threatened that they would be arrested and sent to do hard labor in Okinawa. So everyone stopped talking about their experiences. An emaciated patient in a hospital bed. We'd experienced the misery with our bodies. We wanted to talk to each other. We should have talked to each other. As children, we didn't understand why, but we were silenced. Children with bandages on their heads. Can I talk about the ABCC now?
Of course.
A little after the war ended, the US military built fancy buildings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki to study the effects of radiation. The Atomic Bomb Casualty Commission. Everyone thought it was a hospital to which people were summoned randomly. I remember they would come crashing in the middle of class and say, "You, come." They'd do various tests, including blood tests, give you delicious candy, and then take you back to school again. My father was ordered to go to the ABCC. Afterwards, he boasted about having the best bread and juice he'd ever had. But the ABCC didn't tell us anything about his health. We didn't mind, but a year later the car came to pick up my father again. By the third year, we began to get angry. They didn't tell us whether anything was wrong with him. But every year they called him in. Eventually, my father went to the town doctor and they found lung cancer. He had a convulsion and died. Straight after, the ABCC called us and my mother answered the phone. They asked to dissect his body. They called three times. My mother refused, saying, "Please don't hurt him anymore." Someone with burns across their face. They used tens of thousands of Hibakusha as subjects for their research. But there was no treatment at all. Jiro says, "We were treated like guinea pigs. It was not to support the Hibakusha. It was only for the purpose of seeing the effects of the atomic bomb." A grey-haired woman's walking along a suburban street with a stick. Kiyomi, 19 years old in 1945. At the time, I didn't consider myself a Hibakusha. I thought the people with burned scars were Hibakusha. I didn't have any injuries, so I didn't consider myself one. She heads through her garden gate and unlocks her front door. Come in. China ornaments, then a framed picture of three sumo wrestlers. Are you a sumo fan? Last year I went for the first time. It was tremendously powerful. I was energized. She proudly shows off a sumo souvenir sofa cushion. A black and white family photo featuring Kiyomi in her youth. She says, "After things calmed down a bit, I went to marry into a distant relative's family. I got pregnant, but I didn't realize. One day I bled and I said, 'Mom, I've bled.' And I went to the hospital. That's when I first knew I'd had a miscarriage." It was fine when I told my aunt, but the situation was very different with my mother-in-law. "It's the atomic bomb," she said. She massages one wrinkled hand with the other. "Your future is scary." That's what she told me.
お仕事さんに言われてね。
I was kind of in a depressed state. I thought about taking my own life.
もう自殺しようかねとも思ったんですけど。
She makes an origami sculpture with multicolored paper. I was already on sleeping pills, so I thought, if I overdose, I can die in my sleep. I was told not to tell my neighbors that I experienced the atomic bomb. That was the first time I felt discriminated against as a hibakusha.She's made a perfect origami flower. Archive film of soldiers, April 28, 1952. Jiro says, after 7 years of occupation in the summer, we became independent and the press were free to report. Newspaper printing presses. Suiichi says,Knowledge of what an A-bomb can do to a human being spread like wildfire. A newspaper headline, 4,000 atomic bomb disease patients at Hiroshima Council. Hiroshi says, we were mistaken as infectious disease patients. People would say, don't approach them. Shiro says, at the time there was an increase in the number of hibakusha getting leukemia, which is blood cancer,So the papers reported things like so-and-so number of people have died from leukemia. People said, if you go near hibakusha, you will catch it. Iwanaga says, when I was young, it was very embarrassing to be hibakusha. I kind of hated it.People who had experienced the bomb started to hide the fact that they'd been exposed to radiation. The biggest difficulties were with marriage. Hiromu chuckles, I was rejected not just once, but a few times. Michiko says,We do not want hibakusha blood to enter our family line, I was told. Suiichi says, I was thinking that I should never get married. I'm not allowed to tell anyone that I love them.
When you got married, did you tell your wife you were a hibakusha?
Of course, I didn't tell her.
You are right, Gloria.
Kiyomi's on a bus. I divorced and went to Tokyo. When I got there, I didn't want to talk about being a hibakusha. A picture of Kiyomi in the 50s. I was worried people would dislike me because of it.We were at the foot of the Hakone Lake. I saw the wavy image of the mountain reflected in the lake. I could clearly see a bright white scene of Mount Fuji, and I thought, ah, I'm so glad I made the decision to come to Tokyo. Eventually, I had marriage offers from 10 suitors.You were popular. I guess she laughs. I think I was fortunate. Hiroshi's wife says, When we first met, we weren't in the habit of taking pictures. I was around 20 and he was 21. Although we didn't have our own car, it was trendy to take pictures by cars. A picture of the couple posing by a car.He used to play the trumpet. I used to sing while he was playing. Back then, she was a groovy girl. He smiles at the memory, then says, How do I put it? She had the shock factor.
びっくりするような人でした。
They both giggle and she says, You're funny. The couple's wedding photo. After we got married, I found out Keiko had also entered the central blast zone. I was 1 year and 7 months when the atomic bomb was dropped. I was born a very healthy baby, but when I started school, my left eye suddenly went squint. Photos of Keiko as a child. At first, they diagnosed that I probably had a tumor in my spine. After a while, I got pulmonary tuberculosis. As a hibakusha, especially for women, whether or not to have children was a big question. They leaf through a vintage magazine. Michiko says, at the time, the radio, the newspapers and magazines were saying that children born from hibakusha would be born with disabilities or they would die shortly after birth. There were many stillbirths and miscarriages around us. For many days, my husband and I, we talked about it. My husband says, in the midst of so many people dying, any life that's given to us is precious. So whatever child is born, let's raise it. Sechiro says, normally you'd ask, doctor, is it a boy or a girl? But I asked, does it have five fingers on each hand and foot? Hiroshi says, once a year I would have a health check at the Red Cross Hospital, and in the waiting room were fetuses in jars. He shows photos of a fetus with bulging eyes, then another with a single eye in the middle of their forehead and no nose. Some didn't have brains, some had just one eye, and some had 10 fingers on one hand. I grew up seeing them all those years. And so I resolved to contain the effects of the bomb to just myself. A photo of the young Hiroshi blowing his trumpet, with Keiko at his side. Keiko said, we were both worried what us two hibakusha could pass on to the next generation. Keiko walking briskly through the peace park. But sometimes I think, if I'd not thought too much about it, I might have chosen to have children. Now she's gazing up at a bronze statue of a child with arms spread wide above its head, the pinnacle of the Children's Peace Monument. School children gathered at the monument chant, I walked here, turning pain into words. Kaiko's pruning trees in her garden. One day I got a phone call from my son's wife. She said he was complaining of a lump on his back and that they were going to the hospital. Four days later, I went to the hospital. I said, how's Hiroshi? His wife just glared at me. She said, according to the doctor, Hiroshi got his illness from you. The doctor asked, did you give him breast milk? Yes. The doctor said, you were a victim of the atomic bomb, correct? So at that time, you inhaled the air, and many illnesses went into your body. Therefore, Hiroshi got leukemia. She bows her head. I felt sorry for his wife. I felt sorry for my son. Although I looked after him, he passed away. She nods solemnly. Military vessels surrounding the site of an atomic explosion at sea on a bright sunny day. A mushroom cloud billows in the sky. In the years following World War II, 9 countries began or continued to develop and test nuclear weapons. An explosion at night. A ball of orange cloud and flame envelops a small island. Halos of clouds surround the mushroom shape. Michiko sets out from her apartment. When I experienced the bomb, there were only 3 nuclear weapons. Now there are 12,700 of them. But a movement began. The Hibakusha gathered together to form our own activist group. The survivors meet. In 1956, the Hibakusha across Japan came together to campaign for compensation, medical assistance, and nuclear disarmament, form of a disarmament rally. I think for a long time the Hibakusha were abandoned by the Japanese government. The purpose of the group was firstly to protect ourselves and then through our experiences to protect the human race. That is our pledge. If we manage to gather people, the government will listen to our voices. Archive pictures of Michiko at meetings. I was excited to see how far we could push the government. At home, Kiyoko puts on a hat and asks, "Ready?" Then the camera crew follow her out. 3 joined one day, 5 the next. Then gradually it got bigger. Film of a man putting up a poster. In the end, we recruited 50,000 people. Many times, Hibakusha have gathered together to push for progress. In 1957, atomic IDs were issued to officially recognize Hibakusha, providing free health examinations and medical benefits, campaigning for full compensation from the government, and the abolition of nuclear weapons continues. Hiramu says we Hibakusha have never given up on our mission of preventing the creation of more Hibakusha. We have travelled throughout Japan and all over the world to convey the inhumane reality of nuclear weapons. And to appeal for their abolition. Cheku says, people said that the grass wouldn't grow for 75 years, but by the spring of the next year, the sparrows returned. I've been close to death many times. Photos of Cheku on marches. But I've come to believe I've been kept alive by the power of something great. Terumi says, if you'd experienced it, do you think you'd say, there's nothing that can be done? I think that people are intrinsically good. A room lined with shelves full of boxes, folders and documents. There's every chance that history could repeat itself, so we need to document the proof of how terrible it was. Now, Suichi's on a street corner in New York. Knowing that I was a Hibakusha cast a big shadow on my identity. He's driven through the streets. Then, the awareness that I'm not a normal human being came to mind. He walks past flags lining the outside wall of the United Nations building. A sense that I was a special person was born in me. I now give the floor to Mr. Suichi Kido.
Señor Suichi Kido.
He addresses the second meeting of states re the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, November 2023.
Hiroshima.
The atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki caused damage to the lives, bodies, livelihoods, and hearts of the Hibakusha. I am now terrified that a nuclear war could start. The risk is growing. The scenes reported from Ukraine and Gaza are, for us Hibakusha, like a return to that day. If nuclear war were to break out, we will be left with nothing but blackened cities, piles of corpses, and a world only of death. These are weapons of madness, with the sole purpose to exterminate human beings. They are weapons of evil that we must not and cannot accept. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. The assembly applaud as he shuffles away from a podium. Kiyomi's walking along a street, accompanied by a tall man wearing a No More t-shirt. I will never forget that the atomic bomb dropped at 11:02 a.m. It is ingrained into my memory. Statues in a park. Every month, at 11:02 a.m., we ring the Nagasaki bell to wish for peace. We are working hard with the motto, "A peaceful planet without nuclear weapons and war." Kiyomi, along with a number of men, women and children, take hold of a rope and they toll the magnificent bell mounted in a tall belfry dominating the park. The screen goes black. Kiyomi riding an escalator wearing a faint smile. Kiyomi Oguro, 1929 to 2023.